Life, Purpose, Leadership, Episode 38.
Yes. A yes and attitude, maybe? Yep, it's me, Dion, helping you find, speak, and live your true purpose. A yes and attitude is about making conscious choice every day. Chocolate, strawberry, life, or death. Life is an unending flow of choices and decisions. Everything we do or don't do is inherently connected to a choice we make. Some people make choices quickly and easily. Others agonize over every choice, having a hard time deciding what to do and how to do it. Some question whether we really even have free will. And others believe it's well within our power to make choices that will lead to greater well-being. What lives within us is conscious choice, a power to choose. And the mindset connected to this is yes and. I've noticed over the course of a day, I make numerous choices in business and in everyday life. We know our choices as a nation today will have a profound impact on how we are as a country in the future. When I choose to focus my energy to make as many of my decisions consciously, I've noticed I can maximize my ability to pursue what I love with purpose and a sense of curiosity. I see what lies within me. I possess a yes and attitude. I create positive change. For example, on mornings when I wake up and choose to have a good day, I have prepared. I meditate the night before. In the morning, I eat healthily and a good breakfast. I set about not diving into reviewing my tasks for the day. Well, not immediately anyway. I do something, even if it's just for 5 minutes, that I really love. This morning, William and I played top trumps. All these conscious choices over time become an unconscious consciousness. And they change my internal environment. My choices change what lives within me. I liken these conscious choices to the third number rule of improvisation. In improv, yes and means accepting ideas, thoughts, behaviors, and choices, and building on them. The power of yes and can have a profound effect on our approach to life and business. We open up to possibilities. By, the first number one rule is making everyone look good, and the second number one rule is to be spontaneous. Accepting offers and making conscious choices with a yes and attitude feels right choices and is the foundation for all sound, good relationships. What is flirting but a way of saying, yes, I want you. I like what I see. Let's face it, when we want to get jiggy with it, we adopt a yes and strategy. It's all about seeing the opportunities and making the right choices in business. And in business negotiations, it's all about finding the solutions that meet all party needs, that each side is willing to accept. The sales process consists of getting the customer to say yes to whatever it is you're selling. Conscious choice is nothing without curiosity, though. Children are born with innate curiosity about the world, themselves and their environment. William, my 7-year-old, spent most of this morning making coffee for the adults in the house. Ovs in between playing chop trumps with me. He was curious about how the coffee machine worked, the machine that Daddy uses every morning, which makes Daddy perk up. Think about it. A baby takes joy in gazing at his foot as it moves, or the toddler who waddles across the room, checking back to see that the adult in his life is still there to protect them. There's a curiosity. Do you encourage that curiosity in your team? Have you encouraged that curiosity in yourself? Or do you just ignore it and squelch it or worry about it? Our priorities determine our destiny. We are constantly making choices about our priorities in business and in life. Unfortunately, I, like most entrepreneurs, have made some significant decisions on autopilot. Instead of consciously evaluating the direction and the results I have wanted to achieve, I've jumped head on, taking action, and the business has failed. In contrast, those of us who consciously guide their organizations forward do so by establishing clear business objectives and plans before moving forward. It doesn't always happen that way, but we consider the priorities. We're curious about it. I know now the first step in everything I undertake is to consciously choose what I want. Do you do this for yourself? When I seek to make a difference, it is an intentional choice. I'm living my purpose. I structure my priorities to understand what lives within me and what I choose to change. And that change leads to identifying areas that can be eliminated. I know then I have the impact my heart desires. And this comes from the choice of deciding what is important to me. What's important to you? Here is a way to practice this yes and attitude and develop a more conscious approach to every day. Try out having a yes and attitude for a day. If that's too long, for an hour, notice your ability to make conscious choices that serve you. Perhaps with work, in a working meeting, perhaps online, an online meeting, agree that everyone present starts each sentence with yes and. Notice the positive contribution and creativity, but importantly, people will feel like they are making conscious choices that serve them and others in that moment. Alternatively, play with a yes and a yes but attitude and see what happens. So in an ideas session, get everyone to start their sentence with yes but and see how far you get. What lies behind us and what lies ahead of us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us.
For more information, visit truth-works.co.uk.